Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm in spiritual people in the room tonight. I can't hear y'all. I'm in spiritual people in the room tonight.
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to them, babe.
Having a spiritual experience.
What you?
Thank you.
You want to be spiritual, and not just on Sunday, not just on Saturday, not just on Wednesday at prayer meeting, not just when you get around the church folk, not just when you get around believers. You want to be spiritual all the time. You ask, is that possible? Absolutely. You sit in the Word of God, and that's what's going in your mind and in your spirit. Yeah, that's why he said to meditate day and night. Joshua 1 and 8, you'll have good success. But you meditate in the Word of God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly happy to have each and every one of you all today. We're in the process of doing somewhat of a typical review, but we're going to go over some of the things that we went over this week. I asked you Monday to make notes, so if anyone like to have something to say on a particular scripture, because this is Thankful Thursday, and we want you to be thankful. Hallelujah. I know Sister Renee is thankful. She a year and a day older today. I understand that she had a birthday on yesterday. And I just want her to know that we wish her a happy birthday. And I do apologize for not acknowledging it on yesterday. But I got the word after. And sometimes I be so caught up, brother, sister, spiritually. You know, but this I think this first time I missed a birthday on the air. But either way, we thank God for her. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll go ahead and give us a word of prayer. And also wish, which you probably already did it, wishing Evangelist Renee a happy birthday.
Praise the Lord and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you for that selection, Pastor. And happy belated birthday, Evangelist Renee. We just thank God for you. Thank God for the changing and how he's moving in your life. And, you know, most of all, I thank God for you as my sister, praise God, growing and letting us know whose side you leaning on. So belated all happy right. birthday, Evangelist Renee. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen, amen. And this morning during my meditation time, it's this prayer I like to share with each and every one of us. It says, dear God, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. There is no one like you. When we consider all that you have done, your great power, but also your great restraint, we are overwhelmed. You are so kind to us, and you never fail or give up on us. Thank you. Align our hearts with yours today, so that way we can give you the glory you deserve. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. And as we continue in prayer, we're praying for those that are sick and shut in, praying for those who have asked us to keep them in prayer, and those who are bereaved. Lord, we give you thanks for this day. We're thankful for another Thankful Thursday. We're thanking you for those that are listening. Thanking you for this broadcast, Father God. We're thanking you for those that are even listening by internet, Father God, that you will continue to have your way in our lives as we continue on this journey. Bless our pastor. Continue to keep him and guide him and watch over him and his family, Father God. And we plead in the blood over them and over each and every one on this broadcast, Father God, And Lord, we are praying for Evangelist Sharon. We ask that you continue to be with her, Father God. And we know you know all things. Keep her in perfect peace, Father God. Lord, continue, Lord, to have your way in all of our lives. That we, whatever we're going through, we know that you are in control. And we give you thanks because we know victory is ours. Have your way in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. This is Thankful Thursday, brothers and sisters. I want to step aside, but before I do that, we asked a lot of questions this week. So we wanted to give you the first opportunity to come forth without me having to share any of it. And if you don't, then I'm going to come forth. But with the question. But remember, we're talking about the true church, who is the true church, and what is the true church. And remember in Matthew 16, I think it's about the 18th verse, it starts a little early because it started when Jesus, and I like this too because we ain't really brought this part out, but when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked the people, who do man say that I, the Son of Man, am? Christ wanted to know, do y'all know I'm the church?
All right.
Do y'all know that? Anybody here understand that I am the church? So Simon Peter is the one who actually answered because he asked all his disciples. He thought, okay, you know, y'all watch me heal the sick and raise the dead and heal blind eyes. And you watched all this. So who do man say that I, the Son of Man, am? And then they thought, somebody said he thought it was Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And then God made it real personal. Jesus made it real personal and said, okay, then who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? And then it was Peter who stood up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered him, said, blessed are thou, Simon Bojana, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So you know the church, God has to reveal to you who the church is, who the head of the church, who is the church. He has to do this. And I say unto thee, it's Jesus saying, he says, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, that's the point that I want to make. We're talking about Christ's church, the church he's building. We're not talking about your neighbor's church or your grandmama's church. We ain't talking about none of them, auntie. We ain't talking about none of them folk church. We're talking about Christ's church, which happened to be the true church, which happened to be the true tabernacle.
Yeah.
Hebrews 8:1-2. That's the true tabernacle. So I just want to throw that out there. So in case you've got any visitors that may want to talk about their church, we're talking about Christ Church today. Are you a member of that church? Do you have a role on that? Do you have your name on that role? Okay, so we're going to get started. Broadcast is open. Anyone like to go, just go for it.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Oh, I'm sorry. Was there someone else?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard something. Okay, Pastor, that scripture you were sharing in Matthew 16, I would like to read that from the Message Bible. And I'm going to begin with the 13th verse because it just brings it all together. Ties it all in with what you're saying. Beginning with the 13th verse from the Message Bible, it says, when Jesus arrived in the villages of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, what are people saying about who the Son of Man is? They replied, some think he is John the Baptizer, some Elijah, some Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. he pressed them, and how about you? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter said, you're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus came back. God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answer out of books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on this secret of who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you are, really are. You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I will put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and everywhere. No more barriers between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. And I'm going to read verse 20. He swore that the disciples to secrecy. He made them promise they would tell no one that he was the Messiah. So I could tie that in with Corinthians when you were sharing about the church, where it tells us over there in 1 Corinthians, which one is this one now? Because I wrote them all down. But the first one is in 1 Corinthians 3 and verses 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy. Which temple are you? So that is one of them. And then the other one is in 1 Corinthians 6, 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Amen. And then that last one is in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. And that just takes us right on over to Ephesians 5 and verse 27. That ye might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen, amen. So I got all that. I was able to tie all that in with Matthew's 16 when talking about that church. And we're talking about that glorious church, a true church. That's why we got to worship him in spirit and in truth, like it tells us over there in St. John 4 and verse 24. We have to worship him in spirit and in truth. And, you know, and that's what we are about, and that's what we're learning about. So I'm thankful for the scripture, and I'm thankful for the revelation of God's word, and I'm so thankful for Pastor teaching us and setting us, you know, to let us know. He gives us these scriptures, and so therefore we are able to go back and study the scripture and meditate on the word of God and let the Holy Ghost speak to our hearts. So, you know, to God be the glory. Back to you, Pastor.
Amen. Someone else got something about to be lesson this week that you want to share. You're talking about Christ Church. And that's important that we say that because there's so many churches. So when we say Christ Church, we're distinguishing what church we're talking about. Because I don't know which church you attend or which church you are. Shouldn't be attending church, and I hadn't found that yet. I thought that we go to, I thought that we are the church. Out of 10 church, we are the church. You
yes,
are,
we are
the church. So if you are, you is. You see, I don't know why people think the Bible is incapable of saying what it wants to say, because it doesn't. It can say what it wants to say, and it say what it says, and mean what it say. When you say you are the church, that's what you are. If God wanted you to attend church, He would have tell you to do, get a, yeah, He'll tell you to attend. But He wants you to be the church. Nothing wrong with fellowship. Fellowship is not attending church, brothers and sisters. Fellowship is when two or more are gathered together in My name. There I am in the midst. And it doesn't matter where you at. Remember, we keep saying that what the church is and what the church is not. I was hoping somebody remember that and refreshing my ears with that. Anyone else? We don't want to. I want to dog it up, hog it up, dog it out, whatever they call it. I want to give everybody a chance to kind of vent. Say if you got anything this week about the church. I know I put plenty of stuff out there. I said, do the Bible speak of a church? The answer would be yes. Then I should ask the question, does it speak of a Baptist church? No. Does it speak of a Catholic church? No. Does it speak of a church? Well, what church does it speak of? Christ Church.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of the people understand church. The answer would be no. So the word church is used in the Bible in only one sense. When the Bible talks about the church, He's talking about Christ, people, which is the head of the church. So Jesus said He would build His church. His church. He edified His church. He gave these gifts to His church. And just to clear up some things, He didn't build His church on Peter. It was on Peter's the revelation he got and his confession. And if you're going to be part of Christ's church, you're going to have to see the revelation. You're going to have to see. And then God's going to have to play a part, too, because God's going to have to show you who Christ is.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the way it works, brothers. Also, we taught there is one body, brothers and sisters. There's only one. Mm-hmm. And the church is the body of Christ. All this malarkey, all this craziness, and what people say is, well, my church. See, I hear that. I hear they talk about my church. Well, they're probably not lying. In a sense, they're not. That is their church. Because it ain't Christ. Because Christ don't sell chicken dinner. Because His church is spiritual. He can't have Rami sell. His church is spiritual. Matter of fact, the Bible, the word church means to be called out from that religious stuff. We're called out to go out. We're called out to go out. He's calling us out from that religious stuff. And that's why I said before, brothers and sisters, you know what the church is and what the church is not. Because the church isn't where you meet. The church isn't a building. The church is what you do. Church is who you are. Church is the human outworking of the person of Jesus Christ. That's in you. See, Christ in you is the hope of glory. So So the only hope some of these people get to see this glory is in you. So let's not go to church. How about let us be the church? And Pastor, she quoted the scriptures while they go. And that's what's important, that we be the church.
Amen, amen.
I declare unto you that Christ is the church.
Yeah.
God's word bagged me up on it. So you tell me if God's word bagged me up on that. That building ain't the church. That is not the church. That's a building. You can call it whatever you want to call it. Like I said before, you can put your bicycle in a car garage. That don't make your bicycle a car because it's in the garage.
Amen, amen.
You can call it that if you want to. Let me park my vehicle in this. You can call it what you want to call it. But that don't make it fact, people. And that's what's so important because part of what Christ called us to do is go make disciples. And when you make them, how about let us make them right, huh? Remember, we're workers together in this. So how about we start doing it right? How about we teach people who Christ is and that he is the organism and not the organization?
Yeah. Amen,
that's the man
amen.
He gave us over in Matthew 28:19-20 and Mark 16:16. Brothers and sisters, we are to go and make disciples. Some of you all right now are sitting on a bunch of folks that wants to know truth. Maybe it's going to have to be the approach you use. I don't know. But it's important that you preach the gospel and you preach this glorious gospel.
All right.
See, we don't have time for a whole lot of debate and everything. But since I'm going to tell you, it's high time right now that people began to know who Christ is and who the church is. So we have to present it to them like Christ did. Christ said, okay, who do folks say that Christ is? So we got to ask you, who do you see Christ is? Do you see him at the church? I know you saw him on the cross. I know you saw him. I get all that. As a matter of fact, you ain't even supposed to know him like that. 2 Corinthians 5:16, I'll tell you what it says. You ain't even supposed to know Christ like that. You know, you knew him once like that, but you shouldn't know him anymore like that. Why? Because
amen.
You fell over that.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand we still got some people that's hanging on the breast. And if they don't put you on that breast, you won't get no milk. I get all of that. But it's time for some of y'all to start eating a little meat and start sharing the word of truth. Because see, they're not going to get it unless they hear it. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is truth, people. John 8:32. Okay. That's what's going to set you free. It's true. And they need to be free from religious stuff. Because they got a lot of that. In New York, there's a church on every corner. A whiskey store on one and a church on the other. So they got plenty of churches, but they don't have no Christ in them.
Amen.
That's why you have a job. That's why you have a responsibility. And just not only New York and Atlanta and Ohio and Philadelphia and California and, I don't know, all over. Every time, every chance you get,
yeah.
They need to know that Christ is alive, the church is alive, and who the real church is. And stop serving these idol gods.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to share with you all what Jonathan, I forgot his name right now, but he publicly announced that while he was on the Jonathan Nelson. But anyway, this young man, what is his name, Pastor?
I think it's Nelson, Jonathan Nelson.
Yeah, and he has a big ministry, and he told his people, he said, you know what? He didn't really know God. to this pandemic, and he thanked God for the pandemic, because it's in this pandemic that he learned, stop serving the building and stop serving the truth and living God. He told his congregation, he repented. Man, I thought that was so awesome. Everybody can't do that. He said his focus is not going to be on that building anymore. And the people had all kind of questions to ask him. By the time you make that stand, he had thousands and thousands of people in his congregation. Then he got millions of people who followed him. So I say follow Christ. I say follow, but just to let you know, God is moving, brother and sister. Because I asked the question, how you know that? How you know to do that? How you know to turn now? And the Lord said, his spirit is going out into all the world. So don't be behind, brothers and sisters. Meanwhile, y'all stay blessed. We'll see you all.